his face anyway. But it says I should be doing what's plain, what to do. God's already shown us. So I should already know what's fair, right? But what does it mean for me? I should give when I can, that little bit left over. I should spend my time according to what's right for me, shouldn't I? That's kind of fair, sounds good to me. Those that put effort into me, I should give time back to them. That sounds really fair. What's next? Thinking about my neighbour. So those that are really close to me, those that are in my life a lot, those that give to me. Yeah, I can look after them. What's next? Being just and compassionate. So after a quick Google search, I found that that basically meant if someone's hurt or suffering, I should generally try and give a little bit of concern for them. I reckon I can just about manage that. I should be loyal in love. But love is a two-way street, right? So I should love those that love me. Sounds really good. And then I look at the next point and I go, wait a second. I shouldn't take myself too seriously. I think I may have lost the point a little bit so far, don't you? I should take God a bit more seriously. This quote on the side I quite liked, and it helped me reframe how I'm actually going to do the talk. I'll say it in case you can't see it on the sides. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And when we look at the passage again, I'm going to do it in reverse, see if it makes a bit more sense. Because I lost the point a bit there. But when we look at it, we take God seriously. That starts to take a bit more sense, doesn't it? When we think about taking God more seriously, it generally goes better. It's much less about me and more about us. We can honestly see that the best parts we should be giving to God when we take him seriously, that sounds a lot more fair. When we recognize that God has given so much, God is good, and that God wants so much for us, isn't it fair that we give our best parts, our good parts back to him? Now, I try to think of a way that I try and do this, and it's actually spending the best part of my day with God. And for me, it's not in the morning, it's not last thing at night, it's not even during the day, it's about 7 or 8 o'clock, because that's when I'm actually chatty. You may find in the mornings, if any of you see me in the mornings, it's not very good then. But I actually found the Romans 12 passage that's appeared on the screen really useful. When we think about God's gifts for us, if it's preaching, then we should preach. If it's helping, it's helping. Then we should actually just try and do all these things. And I encourage you to look them up later. But it's really good that we can give our best parts to God. And that helps me to take me less seriously. I think it's really good that when I don't take myself too seriously, it doesn't mean that I matter less. If you take God more seriously, it doesn't mean that you matter less. Did I say that right? If I don't take myself too seriously, you can take God more seriously. Because it doesn't mean that we matter less, but we matter more. Because God has put so much into us to take that burden of having to try and look our best, to try and constantly big ourselves up. He's taken that off us to show that we mean more than that. That's being fair to ourselves as well as others, isn't it? Sometimes we may feel a little bit silly, and I'll give a couple of examples of me trying to do actions at the front. You may have noticed in the last few months that I'm not the best at actions. And I do an assembly in Little Thetford every week, and I have to do at least one set of actions every week. And you know what? I feel like a bit of a muppet. But I feel like a bit of a muppet for God. It's a bit different, isn't it? If I feel like a bit of a muppet and I'm doing it because I'm bigging myself up, I care about how I look, it doesn't particularly feel that great. But if I do it for God, I'm giving the best parts of me to God, to try and help others do their bit, then that's fair. It's not about us trying to look our best or even get the actions right, as you saw I got them wrong many times just a minute ago. But it's about remembering who we're doing it for. And then we get onto the next part. It's quite simple, isn't it? Do what is fair and just to your neighbor. Be compassionate and loyal in your love. This no longer looks like a list of chores or demands. When you look at it the other way around, I first read it and went, so I have to do everything the best way I can all the time, and I'm not my best all the time. That would be unfair to me to say that I have to get it right every time. But when you look at the end of the Romans 12 passage, it actually says, do it with a smile. It doesn't say work and work and work at doing your best all the time until you burn out. Because who's that fair towards? It's not fair towards me. It's not fair towards you if I put all my week into doing this talk and then not done very much with it. It wouldn't be fair to God to say, actually, I've put all this effort in to do not a lot. But when we do it, we actually should try and do it with a smile. Because it's something I try and do. If I smile, I generally feel a bit better about it. I'm not very good at smiling, so if you catch me, there we go. That's about the best you're getting. But when we can do this, and it is more compassionate and loyal and loving, isn't it? When we're fair. Now, we think about the Kit Kats a minute ago. It's more fair if we share the good things we have. It's really nice to share chocolate, but if we share a smile or a kind word, or actually, we just try and live out this living fair malarkey. We try and evangelize through our action, and we actually preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, we use words. Now, an example that I'd like to share didn't take much effort, but actually, I just tried to live it out. I didn't even realize I was doing it at the time because I prayed that in the morning that would happen at some point today, that I'd be able to share God a little bit. And it was about 7 or 8 in the evening, generally my best time, as we've established. But actually, I offered to pray for someone. There was a group of us praying, and this person was sat on the side and went, so have you got a prayer request? And it was just including them. It didn't even need me to ask or prompt any further than that. It was just, we're praying, try and include someone else in praying. It's really simple when we take it down to things like that. Because God has already made it plain how we should live. What he's looking for all of us. He's tried to make it so that we can each be a part of this, each have a fair way of living, because God is fair to us. He's made it so that we all have opportunities. Sometimes those opportunities may not be easy, but there's lots of opportunities that we may not expect to have. I didn't expect to be up here, but God's given me that opportunity. And if that means for you joining in with things like the food bank or CAP that the church support already, or if it means doing your own charity work or even looking after your neighbor, the person living next door to you or someone you see at work, then it's great. But if we recognize that we're doing it for God, how much better is that? But to summarize, when we make God the main point, make God more serious in our lives and take ourselves less seriously, doesn't this passage make so much more sense? Sometimes we need to look at it in a different perspective. We may need to reread or listen again to something that we already know. But let's take God seriously, take ourselves less seriously, and then it becomes more simple to be fair to your neighbor, to those around you, be compassionate, and to love. And let's all try and give it a go. So I've got a couple of questions for you now. How can we, as individuals, take God more seriously? How can we take ourselves less seriously for God? And how can we be fair to the world we live in and with the people we share it with. So I'll give you a couple minutes and then I might gather some thoughts.